It's The Takeaway. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. And we're going to round out the hour by taking a bit of a break from this very tough news cycle and talking about a new movie called Tiger Tail. Alan Yang is best known as a writer for sitcoms, including Parks and Recreation, and the co-creator of Master of None. But for Tiger Tail, which is Alan's first film as a writer and director, he decided to tell a more dramatic personal story, loosely based on his father's life. It centers around the character of Ping Shui, a Taiwanese man who leaves his home country for the United States in the 1950s.
The initial script was just free-flowing and sort of inclusive of so many points of view, and I think some of that remains in the final film, but it ended up being primarily a story about Ping Shui's journey from Taiwan to America and his relationship with the four most important women in his life, the love of his life, the woman he married, his mother, and his daughter.
The film jumps back and forth in time between Ping Shui's life as a young man and the present day, where he struggles to connect with his daughter. Here's actor Tai Ma as the older Ping Shui, alongside Christine Koh as his daughter Angela. In this scene, Angela has just gone through a devastating breakup.
Are you gonna say anything?
Sounds difficult. What else is there to say?
I don't know. Something. Didn't you go through the same thing with Mom?
I was different.
I would know, because you never told me what happened.
I spoke with Alan and Ty ahead of Tiger Tail's release on Netflix. And Alan told me that while the character based on his father has trouble communicating with his family in the film, making this movie actually strengthened his bond with his parents.
Asian families can be a little different. You know, they're not all the same, obviously, but as is mentioned in the movie, a lot of Asian immigrant parents were raised in a culture where they were taught to be strong by being sort of stoic and by not denying their emotions, but not necessarily sharing them as freely as some Western parents do or American parents do. So I joke with my friends that I taught my parents to hug when I was about 25, you know, and that sounds crazy, but they love it now. And it's just a cultural difference. And so, yeah, my parents and I, we talk a little bit more. We hang out a little bit more. I'm trying to learn Mandarin, which was another byproduct of the movie. You know, a lot of the actors in the movie didn't speak any English. So I was forced to attempt my horrible Mandarin or try to understand what they were saying. And so I'm getting a little better every day. So, yeah, my relationships have improved.
How did you, Ty, find the line between delving into this character and maybe being inspired by your own experiences? You were born in Hong Kong, raised in New York. You know, where did you break those two things out?
I think it helped me a lot. I think Ping Shui kind of reminded me of my brother a lot because he was an architect in Hong Kong. But when he came to this country, he couldn't be an architect anymore because his degree is not good enough here. It's not recognized. So given the fact that he's head of household pretty much, and we had to, you know, make do. We bought this family restaurant and he became like a cook. So in that sense, you're looking at what was and what can be and now what is and what he's got to live with. So in that sense, for me, you know, Ping Shui is a tribute to my brother, actually.
Alan, I was thinking about an episode of Master of None where you wrote about the split between immigrant parents and their children, but that was really mined and played for laughs, painful ones, but laughs. This is so restrained and emotional, particularly the relationship between Ty's character and his daughter. Were you at all nervous about coming out of the gates with a drama?
Yeah, I mean, what a crazy choice, huh? No, it made me think about how when I approach a story, I don't generally think genre first. I feel like I'm genre agnostic, and that probably comes from the fact that I'm really omnivorous in what I enjoy watching. You know, obviously I love comedy, but the last couple of years, it's just been, you know, an education in Criterion movies. Like, I know I joke about that, but it is honestly being inspired by Edward Yang and Ho Xiao Shen and Wong Kar Wai and these just titanic film achievements. And I realized, look, to me, you come up with a story first and the story tells you what genre it is. And the more I wrote and the more I researched and the more I thought about this story, the proper way to tell this was through restraint, through emotion without sentimentality, and through really evoking the interiority of these characters' lives without being too showy about it. And Edward Yang was a huge influence on that. If you watch E.E., it's a movie that is incredibly emotional, but without, you know, fights and screaming and crying and all of that stuff. And so I really felt like, you know, with using an actor like Ty, it's you can do a lot with a little. And that was one of the things we talked about on set a lot is, you know, less, and it comes across more on screen.
In your career, Ty, Asian Americans have made strides in being represented on film, but are still quite underrepresented in general. I'm curious how the roles you've been offered have changed over the course of your career.
They're better written. The character development's better. I mean, before that, it was like, you know, what can I salvage in script? You look at a script and you said, okay, this is something that, where's the sense of truth in this script? And a lot of times you have to really dig deep and try to find that. And if you can't find it, then you have to say no. You have to say, sorry, you know, thank you for the opportunity, but I really can't do this story because I can't get a hook on it. But now I believe, you know, given the fact that Asian Americans have given an opportunity to write, to direct, to produce, that's all we need. We need the opportunity. You know, it's not whether or not there's talent out there. Of course there's talented people out there, you know? It's just that they don't get the opportunity to do it. So now, today, I really feel that finally, I feel that we're on solid ground, that we can actually propel ourselves to the next level and to have more diversity, you know, to have more different voices to represent us. Because a lot of times in the past, it's that we're stuck. We put all our eggs in one basket because that's the only thing out there that's representing us. And that's unfair because you can never represent everybody. That's not possible.
This is also obviously a very strange time in the movie industry. Alan, this movie was already going to come out on Netflix, but now it's doing that in this moment when most of us are trapped in our homes, theaters are closed. What's it like to be bringing something out right now?
Well, you're absolutely right. It's very strange. And we did have a theatrical release planned alongside the Netflix release. So obviously we're a little disappointed that it won't be in theaters because movies are meant to be enjoyed on a big screen. And it's a shame to miss out on that opportunity. Obviously there are much more important things going on. So, you know, it's not the greatest strategy of these times. But, you know, we hope that especially in this time, and Ty has commented this in the past, it's a time of anti-Asian sentiment in this country as well. So I think that this movie is not only coming out in time when people are sheltering in place, it's also coming at a time when Asian Americans are being othered and being sort of seen as alien to this country and seen as bringing the disease to the country, which I think is absolutely unfair. So yeah, it's nothing that any of us could have predicted, but I hope that Asian Americans and Americans of all heritages can watch this movie and see the humanization of Asian people and see that we have interior emotional lives and that we are, as crazy as this is to say, we're full human beings and we are American as well.
Alan Yang wrote and directed the new movie Tiger Tail, and Tai Ma is the star. Thank you both for talking to us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.